Good morning, everybody. Well, to get started here, I've got something I want to hand out to pass around. I'll do one on each side. And I want you to take a look at these. And not look at them as just seeds, but I'd like to have you look at the size of the seed. And you're all probably sitting there going, oh no, Doug's probably going to make us go plant a garden with him when we get done. But that's not what I've got in mind. There'll be a reason and a purpose here through the message of these seeds that you're looking at. Today, I entitled this, How Can We Measure Our Faith? You know, can we measure how much faith we have? Well, there's different ways of looking at it. To start, I want to give you a definition of faith. And I found three of them. The first one means complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Two, a strong belief in God or in the doctrine of a religion based on a spiritual apprehension rather than proof. The third one, a strongly held belief. And that's the one I like the best. When we talk about faith, the biggest word that comes to me is believe. If we don't believe it, then what is faith? You know? And I have another fun fact here. I looked up in the King James Version of the Bible, the word faith is mentioned 336 times. Now, it could vary in different Bibles that we study or read in, but that is a tremendous, to me, amount of times that it tells us about faith in the Bible. And if something's going to be that many times, it's probably something we ought to pay attention to. And I'm going to read a passage, and it's in Matthew 17, 14 through 21. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire, into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. Jesus replies, O unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy and he was healed from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, Why couldn't we drive it out? Jesus replied, Because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Now I looked at verse 17 when he's talking about an unbelieving generation. And at that time, and I look at it, isn't that so true to yet to today? We have such an unbelief for our God in this country and around that we're really not any different than when it was when Jesus is talking. There is no belief anymore. We have gotten so far away from that. And the problems that we have in our schools, in our government, in our homes, is because of unbelieving. But there is a way to get around that. And I like in verse 19, okay, when the disciples came to Jesus and asked him and said in private, why couldn't we drive out the demon? And I thought about this for a long time. Now many of us struggle with many things in our lives. If we're honest. You know, whether it's finances, it could be family, it could be addictions, it could be anything that we're dealing with in today's time period. And I don't know about you guys, but I have tried to solve a lot of my issues. And believe me, I failed at every one of them. And some may, the smaller ones, yeah, I might have worked them out. But how long did it take me to get there? You know, we look at when we have issues, can I do this on my own? We try. And at the end, we fail. And why do we fail? We're all disciples of Christ. If we're believers in Christ, we are disciples. We're just like the disciples that Jesus is with in this verse. If we don't believe, we're not going to accomplish anything. I truly believe this. I'm not sure we as Christians, believers, have ever unlocked the power that God has given us. I don't think we've came close. Now these bags that I handed out, if everybody got a chance to look at that, those are mustard seeds, by the way. And I look at that, and I've thought about this in my own life. That is a mustard seed. You can barely see it. And to have faith that size, I can tell this mountain over here to move, and it's going to move. But yet, do we believe that in ourselves, in our daily lives, that instead of doing it ourselves, wouldn't it be so much easier just to have faith in God and let Him have it and do it? That we fight that sometimes in our lives, thinking, I can take care of this. Or we have little faith, you know. And then I look in verse 20. And to me, this says it all. Nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible for us if we believe and have faith in God that He will take care of any situation. God is so big. I thought about this the other night. You know, sometimes we think, well, you know, my problem probably isn't big enough for God, or maybe it's too big, you know. But I thought about this, and it's like, you know, God created the world in 7 days. Everything. So I compare that. Now, is my problem really that big that God can't handle? Not a chance. When He can do all the things He does, the little things in my life, He can take care of in a blink of an eye. And so we need to go to God with everything in our life, not just when times are bad, but when times are good. And believe that when we ask God for something, He's going to do it. Now, there was a time in Tina and I's life here in the last year or so, and some of you know, and some doesn't, that we had some issues at our house. And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And we weren't getting nothing. We had family pray with us. We've had friends at our house. We pray and pray and pray. And nothing seemed to be ever getting done. And so one night I said, God, I don't understand this. I mean, we've been praying till I can't really, if it's possible, pray anymore. I'm not hearing nothing. Nothing is happening. We were frustrated. And I mean, it got so frustrating at times that we almost just broke down and cried because we just didn't know what to do. You know, we talked about things over and over and over. And we were not getting anywhere. Until one night, I got home. We went to bed. Of course, my bedtime and you guys' bedtime is probably a lot different. And God spoke to me. And He said, Doug, first of all, I love you. Second of all, I'm hearing your prayers. I know what you need. And I know what you don't need. But I want to teach you something. And that is faith. You know, if I don't And when I ask God for something, I have to believe that He's going to come through. And at that point, we were praying and praying and praying. But I told Tina, I said, honestly, I don't think we ever believed that God's going to take care of what we've asked for. And he told me, he said, now when you pray to me, you better believe that I can do it. I love you. I love hearing your prayers. I know everything about you. I know what you're going to do in the next 5 minutes. But when we ask God to help us, and we pray to God, we have to believe that He's going to come through. Without a doubt. And once we got to that point, we were on our knees and we just didn't know what else to do. And I said, dear God, have it. Take everything we have, take our lives, and you can have it. I'm done. I'm tired and I don't know what else to do. And when he spoke to me that night, that is what he told me. He said, I hear everything you pray for, but I want to teach you one more thing to go along with it. If you don't believe in what you're asking me to do, why should I do it? You know? Until that point in my life that we had to get on our knees and say, you know what? Thank you, Lord, for showing us that if we can believe in what we're asking for, then and only then will God answer us. And again, it comes back to this last sentence. Nothing will be impossible for us. And I look as we are doing different things with this church, and we've had our meeting the other night, and it was awesome. You know, when we pray about it, and we feel like this is where God's leading us, folks, if we don't believe it, nothing's going to happen. We can pray all day, all night. If we don't believe God can take care of it, what's the point of praying? You know, seriously. I mean, and the word, like I said, there's many, many, many stories in the Bible that come down to one thing, and that's faith. Now, these mustard seeds that I handed out, to be honest with you, I was ashamed. Because I'm not sure my faith is even the size of that mustard seed. And the more I've thought about this and studied this and everything else, I came down to the conclusion that I was ashamed. Not of God, but of myself. Because I didn't believe and have the faith that I needed. And God, and through these last few weeks, we've dealt with an awful lot of things in our lives. And God has showed us every day how to deal with it, what He's going to do for us. We've went to the mailbox and found things in the mailbox that we didn't even know anything about, but it's there. If we allow ourselves to believe in God and allow God to work through us for His glory, not ours, there is no glory in it for me, because I'm here to glorify God. And when we start believing that, God works miraculous things. Now, how do we define a miracle? That's up to you. My miracles are just going to the mailbox and finding something we weren't even expecting. That's a miracle. Do we need giant ones? Maybe. But when we share with other people about what God and our faith is like, it can go and spread and help others to believe the same thing. Kevin had told me earlier, I said, how long has this got to be? And he said, well, you know, anywhere from 8 minutes to no longer than 25. I'm not sure I'm going to make the 8, but I know I'm going to be under the 25. But again, as we go through our lives and our church families, and when we pray to God for each other or about anything in our lives, believe that what we're saying and asking for, God's going to come through. Now, it may not be when we want it, you know, because I get, according to Tina, I'm pretty pushy sometimes. And we want it now. God says, you know what? You're going to get it, but you're going to get it when I tell you you can have it. And that's awesome. Because it trains us, it builds us to where He wants us. You know, if God just automatically came through and immediately and give me everything I've asked for, then I'm not sure our faith would be where it needed to be. Because if it's that easy, then nobody'd have any issues. Nobody would have any problems. Now, I know God doesn't like to see us go through anything. We're His kids. If you have kids, you hate it when your kids have to go through something. But yet, sometimes we have to grow. And if we don't, we're not growing. If everything is given to us and done for us, what have we learned? To keep relying on somebody else to do it for us? You know? But the best part with God is we can rely on Him. And because of our faith, and He will grow us each and every day if we allow Him to work through us, whatever the problems might be in our lives or in our church. Without faith, we have nothing. With faith, nothing. And it says right here, this word's out of Jesus' mouth. I'm not making this up. Nothing will be impossible for you. How amazing is it? Think about that for just a minute. Just let it kind of sink in. Okay? Nothing will be impossible for you. And I read this over and over and over. And every time I read this, God kept speaking to me. Nothing will be impossible for you. And that's hard to soak in. Because so many times we try to do it ourselves, or we think of a different way. But if we just let God take care of our situations, working through us to glorify Him, nothing will be impossible for us to do. And I can't wait till I get to the mountains. Because I'm going to tell that mountain to move and shake, and it better shake. And it will. Because if we get to that point where we truly trust God and have faith in everything He tells us to do, He promises and tells us these things will happen. And I believe it. So I think as Christians today, we really need to start unlocking God's power. Because I'm not sure any of us even understand it. I know I don't. And I can't wait. And I've told Tina this at nights. I get excited and I look like a juju bean sometimes. But I can't wait until what God's going to do with me next. What else do you have? It's exciting. And I think sometimes we lose that excitement. We get comfortable where we're at. And we don't allow God to truly unlock the power that He has given us to go out into the world to do what He wants us to do. Because it comes to one thing. And that one thing is believing. And like it said, we are such an unbelieving generation that we have lost track of what we're supposed to be believing in. Our children, I feel sorry for, and my grandkids, because we're failing them. We're allowing things in this world to come to them that take them completely away from God's Word. And then we wonder why we're such an unbelieving generation. Because when we take God out of our lives and out of others' lives, they go bad. And we're living in some very bad times right now. And it's only going to get worse if we don't make a stand and say, God, use me. I have the faith the size of those mustard seeds I just put out. Now, what are you going to do with me? Let's go. I'm ready. And so, today I ask that if there is someone here right now that doesn't know Christ or doesn't have Christ in their life, there is no better time than right now. None. If we are believers and we're Christians, we're dealing with something in our lives. Something. I don't know what it is. I know what it is in mine. You all know what it is. Maybe something in your life. And it's time to take it to God and say, here it is. Teach me, Lord. Give me the patience that I need to hear from you. Because I know you're going to take care of it for me. Without a doubt. You promise us that. And I can't go against God's Word. Take it to the Lord today. Turn it over to Him and see what happens. Because I'm telling you, you'll never be sorry for doing that. You will find things out about yourself that either you didn't want to know or you didn't know. But you will find out. Because God's going to expose you. And He's going to use you if you allow Him to do great things. Just because of one word. Faith. I'm going to have a word of prayer and then we'll have our song. Our Heavenly Father, we come to You again to this day. And oh Lord, just thank You for what You are to us. And I do pray, Lord, that each one of us gain faith through You and allow You to work in our lives. Work in our church with our church family. As we all grow together, Lord, we need You. And again, I thank You for Your love, Your patience, and Your mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You've been listening to a message presented at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the Donate button, or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.